Here's a thought I'll title, It's Been Photographed Before. I know photographers who are hesitant to do something that's been done before, and they're constantly on the lookout for new things, new places to photograph, new types of composition or angles or different focal length lens because they want to be unique. They don't want to ever be accused of photographing something that's been done before because somehow that diminishes their accomplishment. But it occurs to me that there's a premise behind that reaction that's not necessarily true. And that premise is that the virtue that makes the great photograph, that is, the virtue is not in the experience had, but in the thing that is photographed. Maybe a way to illustrate this is take, for example, the photographer who goes to a beautiful place like Yosemite. Why do you go to Yosemite? Why don't you photograph, you know, somewhere else in the nearby regions of California that are lovely and have things to show? But no, we want to go to Yosemite. Why? Because there's Half Dome, there's El Capitan, that somehow these rocks are what make a great photograph, something in them that is so spectacular. The photographic virtue is not in the execution, not in the experience, not in the response that the photographer has to the subject, but it's in the subject itself. And of course, then all we have to do as photographers is use the camera as the proverbial Xerox copy machine to copy the magic, the wonderful, the beauty that's in the rock or the subject. And I just think that's backwards. Yeah, okay, Half Dome's unique, but every rock is unique. Every tree is unique. What makes a photograph of Half Dome better than a photograph of some other rocky cliff or mountain? And isn't it just because Half Dome is famous? It has become an attractant through publicity, through its status as a national park, through the wonderful writings of John Muir, through the photographs of Ansel Adams and just about everybody else who's been to Yosemite and photographed Half Dome or El Capitan, etc. I'm not saying that we should avoid those places, but the premise is what I'm calling into question. The premise that the subject is where the magic is what I think is wrong. The magic is in the response of the photographer. It's the interaction between the subject and the photographer's sensitive heart and mind. And the way the photographer chooses, with all the tools available to us, to interpret that scene, that rock, that person, that place. And if that's the case, then the entire concept of it's been photographed before is invalid. No one can make your photograph of Yosemite. Matter of fact, you can't make anybody else's photograph of Yosemite. If you went there with your camera thinking you're going to duplicate what Ansel Adams did because you're so in love with his vision of Yosemite, you can't do it. Even if you found his tripod holes, things will be different. Weather will be different. Trees and vegetation grow and change and fall over. And so you can't possibly make a copy of an Ansel Adams image. You can make something that's similar to, but his response is not going to be exactly the same as your response. And art making is all about how you respond to the outside world, not how you blindly reproduce the outside world as though somehow the magic is there. So, who cares if it's been photographed before? If it hasn't been photographed by you, it isn't your response. Well, what about if you've photographed it before? Same thing. The fact that you've photographed it before doesn't mean that you're going to photograph the same place or the same scene again means you're going to end up with the same photograph because you will have changed. Every time you click the shutter, every time you process an image, every time you print an image is a unique combination of forces that create an artistic statement of that moment. And if your image looks somewhat similar to someone else's image, or perhaps somewhat similar to something that you've done at an earlier time in your photographic life, that's okay. As a matter of fact, that could be very interesting. What if you did return to the same location and photograph the same tree, the same rock, the same landscape, the same waterfall, the same model, the same person, year after year after year, trip after trip after trip? Wouldn't that be interesting in and of itself to see how your response to the place or the scene or the person has changed over time? Lots of photographers have done projects along this line, particularly photographing a young person through the ages of growing up. So we see a picture of them when they're 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, etc. That makes for an interesting chronological history of at least that person's visage. But it also says something about the photographer's response to that individual. Again, over time. In my youth, I used to think that I wanted to constantly go to new places that I'd never photographed because I'd be finding new things to photograph, not realizing that every time I went down a road, even if I've been down it 100 times, every time I do, everything is different. Weather, season, me. And if we don't recognize that, if we don't recognize, in other words, the fact that art making is something that takes place in the here and now, we're missing a lot of what the art life can teach us.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.